You're listening to Northwest Public Broadcasting. On the banks of Oregon's Willamette River, cooks are grilling up food for hundreds of people. It's a summertime barbecue with a twist. And WPB's Courtney Flatt went to the tribal celebration and brings us this report.
The smell of sizzling lamprey draws people to a tent where Yakima Nation citizens place 3 to 4 inch chunks of the fish onto the grill. Evans Lewis is manning the station.
Clean them rinse them off, then just throw them on.
Smoke fills his eyes as he tests the temperature of each piece of lamprey. Pacific lamprey have served as an important food source for tribes since time immemorial.
But I mean, I think it's delicious. So they're very oily, so I put it on a grill. I just got them garlic salt and then just put them on the grill because they're very oily. My grandpa likes to bake them.
That's Davey Lumley, a biologist with Yakima Nation Fisheries Pacific Lamprey Project.
So here is an adult lamprey. You can actually feel it if you want.
Yeah.
She says these ancient fish have lived through the time of dinosaurs, ice ages, and floods. They fed indigenous people since time immemorial. They've been an integral part of the ecosystem, and now they need help. That's why the Yakima Nation is celebrating the return of lamprey from the ocean. Tribal fishers often catch lamprey at Willamette Falls. Lumley says they bring the fish back for celebrations and for elders and other tribal citizens who can't fish.
Traditionally, we dry all our food. A long time ago, there weren't freezers and jars and all that stuff. So we had to dry all our food.
That's Yakima Nation Rock Creek band member Elaine Harvey. She demonstrates how to fillet and dry lamprey to make jerky.
So these will take a while to dry, maybe a week or so. Depends how much wind you get. If you have good wind, it dries a lot better.
This year, scientists say they've seen the best return in years. Ralph Lampman is a biologist with the Yakima Nation Fisheries Pacific Lamprey Project.
It was kind of really high number early in the season, so we're hoping that it's not just a kind of early run, but it's going to continue and stay strong.
For more than a decade, tribes have given lamprey truck rides from the lower Columbia River to streams that are hard for the fish to reach. Several dams have lamprey passage structures, but not all.
Which are a series of chutes and ramps or even like a vertical wetted wall. We have vertical wetted walls in there so they can like hop an entire level.
A short boat ride up the river, water splashes over Willamette Falls. Students from the Confederated Tribes of the Umatilla Indian Reservation hop from slippery moss-covered rock to rock. To make it closer to the falls, they climb across fallen tree branches and swim across a small pool of water.
You gotta get used to like the slipperiness and like the rocks and stuff. It's honestly really cool.
That's 14-year-old Miracle Edmonston. She and her brother Eagle are in search of lamprey. Willamette Falls is one of the last best places for tribal fishers to catch lamprey.
It's surreal, honestly. Especially like when you're out here, you don't really focus on anything else. You're just here in the moment, and the feeling of the water is really nice, and just looking at the nature around us is awesome.
Just across the park, biologist Ralph Lampman wears a lamprey hat as he raps to the crowd about lamprey survival.
Let's all get dressed, roll up our sleeves, and do our best to make this lamprey revival a success. I said lamprey deserve life, not death.
Yeah! People hold hands, forming a line for an intertribal eel dance. Young and old snake their way around the grassy dance floor, imitating the lamprey swimming style. With a little bit of luck and a lot of work, the tribes say they hope lamprey will continue to be around for the youngest dancers and for generations beyond. I'm Courtney Flatt at Willamette Falls.